K-State Nation, this is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. This is Eddie Greer, host of this Kansas State Podcast on Saturday morning, May 31st, 2025. I almost said 30th, but this is the last day in May. Thank you for tuning into this podcast. This is your very first time here as we are in the midst, or pretty much in the midst of summer. Thank you for tuning into this podcast. Well, K-State baseball going to be facing elimination here later on this afternoon after getting blown out by UTSA yesterday in game one. Well, you probably, however you want to categorize it as far as the Austin Regional goes, there as UTSA there handled business against Kansas State, and Kansas State loses to the Roadrunners 10-2 yesterday down in Austin, Texas, and they'll face obviously elimination today. Houston Christian, can K-State keep their hopes alive and stay alive in the Austin Regional? We'll have to find that out very shortly when this podcast comes up there. if listen to the fresh episode that we just posted, actually, finally staying on track with the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Again, that's Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R number 3, E-D-I-D, Apostas Podcast. I close on that podcast. Alex said, K-State matchup bodes well. Bodes well. UTSA, Houston Christian bodes well. Of course, Texas. We've seen Texas before, but we got to get there first. And K-State, obviously, no momentum. And I was going to come in here and say, look, your loss 3 of 4, your last 4, now you've lost 4 of your last 5. If you go back to losing 2 against Cincinnati, you lost, get blown out by Houston, and the trend continues yesterday evening when you lost to the Roadrunners there in Austin, Texas, and now your back is against the wall this afternoon against Houston Christian, the last seed in this regional. So K-State get better, find the answers fast, or they're going to be going home later on, back to Manhattan, unfortunately, at the end of the night. Beat Hughes after this loss in game one. Quote, UTSA put a lot of pressure on us and put a ball in play. And it goes on to say, quote, we had our opportunities, but bottom line is they got big 2-out hits and we didn't, end quote. Seems to be a theme going on here lately. Here, when you get no momentum going these post, I mean, it's hard turning up. I know this is college athletics. I understand that, but momentum, I have said on here at points since the podcast has begun, way back in 2020. College momentum is very, 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 very key, right? And look. Look, K-State snuck in these regionals on the back door at large bid, right? So, but, and, hey, you got to give UTSA a lot of credit here. Look, I didn't really say much. I thought it, but I didn't say it. But, damn, hey, the Roadrunners proved a point in this baseball game. And, of course, they're going to be playing Texas in a nightcap while K-State's going to try to battle to stay alive in these regionals there. We took a look inside the box score here, as Jacob Frost got credited with his 5th loss of the year there. And UTSA struck first in the bottom of the first inning. And then K-State finally, we're going to go to K-State first, obviously. K-State got on the board in the 4th inning. And then added their last run in the 7th inning. And that was all. As potent as this K-State offense is, they have really stumbled in the postseason alone by itself. Only 2 runs against Houston. And then you only scratch up 2 runs. It's UTSA. It's not gonna fly. It's not, especially when your pitching has been shaky down a stretch here. Your offense needs to wake up here, and no better time than right now, later on this afternoon, when they take on Houston Christian, hopefully. So we'll see, because hey, we got upset by Houston, right? So I mean, that's not a given. So we'll see what happens, but this offense has really stumbled in the postseason here in 2 games. K-State scored only 4 runs. And I don't think they did hit a home run yesterday. They did hit a home run, I believe, yesterday in the person of Nick English off the bench. But even that wasn't enough. There in this ballgame, UTS said Roadrunners struck first in the bottom of the first inning, added one in the third, then responded to K-State's run in the bottom of the fourth inning. And then three runs in the sixth, four in the seventh. And that was it. UTSA, 10 runs, 10 hits, no errors. K-State, 2 runs, 6 hits. See, what I say about clean baseball? 2 errors. I say clean baseball is offense got to get going. Neither, you can't shake neither of those boxes. They're in this regional. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State, for the second time in the postseason, gets run out of the building. This time it's UTSA in their first game of the Austin Regional, 10-2, and now they'll face elimination later on this afternoon when they take on Houston Christian. Can they stave off elimination against this team? I don't know. So, I mean, hey, you gotta go back and listen to the fresh episode that we posted, me, myself, Alex, Aiden. Alex said, my coach said, a favorable matchup. Ain't favorable matchup to me right now, that's for sure. It ain't nothing given with K-State baseball. So the season might be over when I time I get home back home. I will not be watching the game, so I'll be taking care of some business. But we'll see what happens in this ball game. Jacob Frost, as we flip the script over, he actually went pretty deep actually in this game. 5 1/3, 5 hits, 5 runs, all those earned, 4 walks. That's not going to cut it. 5 strikeouts. Ty Rule, winning, 3 hits, 4 runs, all those were earned. Walked 1, he struck out 2. Yeah, those guys got beat around the ballpark yesterday. Adam Arthur went a third of an inning, and then Blake Dean went on and pitched the rest of the ball game an inning in 1/3. Zach Royce also went. He's the starting pitcher for Texas San Antonio. He went also 5 1/3, 3 hits, a run, 3 walks, oh gosh, and 5 strikeouts there in the ball game there. Offensively for K-State, well, at least your 1 through 5 hitters did get at least a hit from Shantiro over to D. Kennedy in this game. Everybody else got shut out. And, of course, Nick English pinch hit home run off the bench there. But that was definitely not enough in this game, as K-State now will look to stave off elimination here today. And when they take on Houston Christian, who when they lost to the number one seed in this regional, Texas, yesterday, in the opening game of this Austin Regional. So, K-State yesterday, hey, I'm going to stick to what I've been saying. All along, right? Gotta get the offense going. And gotta somehow play clean baseball. They just we'll see what happens here. And again, missed opportunities, and UTSA made K-State pay offensively in the middle of this game yesterday. There as well as K-State loses by 8 runs, and funny enough, Houston took care of K-State in the Big 12 championship by 7 runs, and then, of course, Roadrunners handled business against K-State by 8 runs, so the offense got to wake up. It has to, and no better time than right now against 4-seeded Houston Christian in an elimination game later on at first pitch at 2 o'clock. And let me see. I'm going to go back to my notes here. Let me see if I can find any more notes at least there as well. Yeah. So let me see. Yeah. Texas Hook, Houston Christian 7-1. So here's today's slate. Obviously, I already told y'all K-State's going to be the home team. It looks like, yeah, home team against Houston Christian. And then, of course, you have Texas and UTSA doing battle in a nightcap at the 2025 NCAA Austin Regional there as well. So can K-State find the answer? We'll see later on here at 2 o'clock down there in Austin, Texas. They will face off an elimination game against Houston Christian after losing to UTSA 10-2. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get. We're a podcast, are found, free, and available daily. every chance to record. KSA content. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you do go ahead and subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell every time we post content daily. Y'all be first to be notified about that. We are in the summer here in 2025, and we will still have content for y'all daily. So go ahead and make sure you hit that alarm button. Go ahead and hit that subscribe and like. And I told y'all about Podbean several times. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, myself and Alex A, and the new podcast is up now, where we did talk about the Austin Regional. And Alex said those matchups are favorable. Well, those aren't favorable right now. So go back and listen to that episode. And feel free to go back to listen to all episodes from the year so far on that channel. And go ahead and tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pearl Project Podcast. That's going to wrap things up on this post-season, post-cast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, UTSA, Texas San Antonio, 10, K-State 2, K-State faces elimination later on today in the Austin Regional. We'll find out if they can stay alive here later on this afternoon. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.